This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, this is your friend Brent, and we're talking about Do I Need to Forgive? We're in our second series. Last time we, or second session or part, last time we talked about a definition, and I'm here with my friend Paul.
Hey.
And we're going to be talking about the kind of the steps of forgiveness. So, Paul, what do we got to talk about here?
Key things, I think the kind of overview that we're going to hit today. We start to talk about the steps to freedom. First thing that we're going to talk about is a decision. We're going to decide. Am I going to forgive or I'm not? Because again, forgiveness is a conscious process. Then we need to decide what's forgiveness going to look like. What is it going to look like, this process? What am I going to do? What's our relationship going to be like? You said something last time. You said, I want this person to kind of walk around and kind of be sad for almost forever, to avert their eyes. Okay. Well, but
I'm a bad person.
Well, yes, you are, but okay. I still love you.
And I forgive you.
That's right. Thank you. And I forgive you.
Thank you.
In this process of forgiveness, what is it really going to look like for me? Because if that's really your true thing and you say that to this person, well, in order for me to forgive you, I need you now to walk away and divert your eyes forever. We need to be honest about those things. How's the relationship going to be restored? What do we need to do? Because remember, in that definition, we're talking about restoring the relationship. What do we need to do to restore the relationship? And what's going to be needed? What's going to be needed to make sure that this relationship gets back to the restored place? What I encourage people to do is decide, what are some of the risks? What are the risks of forgiving or not forgiving? Mm-hmm. And again, that can be taking a sheet of paper, putting a line down the sheet of paper, and doing the pros and the cons. Mm-hmm. If they're not just about equal, at least initially, you're probably not trying hard enough. Mm. And I don't mean that, you know, to slam anybody, but a lot of times people will say, well, there's all pros to forgiveness, and they get really kind of all emotional about it. And I'm like, well, no, wait a minute, then you're obviously not thinking about this enough.
Sometimes, to be honest, I don't like to forgive because I give up control of the person.
Absolutely.
Wow, you know, that's pretty heavy.
And so I'd put that down.
Yeah.
I would put that down on that sheet of paper saying, wait a minute, I have this good information here. I have this hurt. I can play down the hurt card forever and always now.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's a nice card. It's a really, really nice card. Am I willing to give up the card?
Yeah.
So again, sheet of paper, mm-hmm. in half, pros and cons. The risks of forgiving, the risks of not forgiving. And in this stage, I know we're going to talk more about it later, but it's really counting the cost. Mm-hmm. It's really thinking about, you know, what is it going to mean for me to do this? And am I really willing to do it? And again, if you remember the example we used in our definition, am I really willing to let go of this debt?
Yeah.
Can I let go of this? I encourage people, if they've been wronged, and it's a big wrong, you know, we're not talking, you know, a big internal wrong, if they really have felt harmed or slighted, to really wait before they say, I forgive you. Now, that's probably the opposite of what we do with our boys. You know, we teach them the process of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Little kids need to learn, you know, if your brother hits you, which happens a lot in our house, then we make him walk up and we need to say, and they do the little formula, I am sorry for hitting you. Will you please forgive me? And then Jordan or Jeremy will look at each other, I forgive you for hitting me. That's a great little process, and it's important for little kids to learn the surface process. But too often adults stay there.
Yeah. I remember a playground situation where somebody did something wrong and they said, I'm sorry. And I didn't want to forgive them right then.
And I
didn't, you know, and so I balked for like 2 milliseconds or something. And the guy said, well, then I take it back. Well, then I was in worse shape.
And it's interesting, him taking it back would then demonstrate that he probably wasn't really sorrowful for what he had done.
Yeah.
If I wrong someone, I come to him in humility. Mm-hmm. And whether they respond right or wrong, I'm coming to you if I've harmed you because I've harmed you.
Yeah.
It ceases to be now about me.
Yeah. And I think the important thing you used about your kid example, your children's example, was you're teaching the process. I don't know if everybody heard that, but you said we're teaching the process. What it means is that we're working through that. It sounded really artificial and superficial and like, really, they forgave each other, huh? I wonder. Well, they probably did because They're practicing a repetition. It's not naturally, you know, some kids aren't naturally prone to be sensitive to others as much as other kids. And so they need the process of going through that. So as children, they learned the process of forgiveness and how to do it and how to give it and how to respond to it and how to accept it and how to choose and all of that. You're doing great adult preparation stuff there. That's adult behavior 101, kid-sized, and that's great. Unfortunately, many of us work in a world where some kids didn't, you know, they didn't get that lesson.
And didn't get, I think, the ability to understand that I can choose.
Yeah.
And it's easy with little kid stuff.
Sure.
You know, when the boys are doing something to each other, that's a reasonably easy debt to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a wife saying to a husband, I have betrayed you and I've been with someone else, or a husband seeking forgiveness for being abusive. Those are big forgiveness things.
Yeah.
And to make sure, to be able to say, I need to think about this. I make some of the folks that I work with and that I talk with wait a minimum of 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And with the bigger hurts.
Yeah. You know, now, these are people that are in therapy,
people that are in therapy where we're dealing with things like infidelity, pornography, violence.
Sure.
And what happens is then it's two-tiered. The offender needs to hold on to their kind of remorse for a while. And the person who's going to release the debt then goes through this process.
Mm-hmm.
Am I really willing to do it? So again, what's am I willing to do it? Understanding the cost. And what's it going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need from you? What do I need from you in order to say, yes, I'm willing to forgive you?
Yeah.
And a lot of times we want to say, oh, no, it's just this great gift. No, repent and our sins are going to be forgiven. Sometimes there's a process. Sometimes I may need something. If I've come to you and you said, you know, gosh, that joke that you made when we presented, it kind of crossed the line. And I'd say, wow, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Really, I'm very sorry. Please forgive me. It would be acceptable for you to say, yeah, I'm willing to, but I need you to promise me that you won't make that joke again.
Ah, yeah.
And I'd say, okay, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing now to do that. And then now we can choose to forgive.
Sure.
Okay, because you're able to ask for something that you needed. How's our relationship going to be restored? Again, one of the key principles is getting our relationship back to its previous level of functioning.
Mm-hmm.
How's the relationship going to be restored? What do we need to do to get it back to what it was? Or in some cases, some folks don't want it to go back to how it was.
Yeah.
how do we want it now then to be?
Yeah.
How do we want it to be as it intended, as our relationship was intended to be?
So it's okay to dream.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be incredible if our relationship, as a result of this, could move to this level?
Something better.
Something better.
Something better. There's usually two things that happen. We'll go back to a previous level of really good functioning in the relationship,
uh-huh.
or we'll go back, or we'll create a whole new relationship. Restoration means to make things as they were intended to be.
Oh, not necessarily as they were.
As they were. Right. As they were intended to be, taken back to their glory. So when we start to think of relationships, can we take them back to as they were intended to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then again, I think the last stage is what's going to be needed.
Mm.
What is going to be needed in order to forgive? Now, I may need something. I may say, yes, I'm willing to forgive you, Brent, for this thing that happened. But I may say, you know what? I'm going to need to have some other people to talk to. Yeah, I'm willing to let go of this hurt. But I'm going to have some other people that I talk to about this hurt or this frustration. I see that a lot in the betrayals, where a spouse has been unfaithful, either with a computer or with a person or just in their thought life. Now, the offended spouse is willing to forgive, but now they're processing through those feelings and those frustrations.
Yeah,
I may need to have something there to help me process through those feelings, just like the example with the debt. You may say, you know what? Gosh, Paul owed me that $50,000. He made a lot of mistakes. He blew it.
Mm.
And because he blew it, I have to clean up all this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to forgive him, but I'm really struggling with some anger.
You know, that's such an important point because I keep hearing people who say, you know, I thought I forgave, but I found myself getting in touch with all these feelings after X point in time. Therefore, I really must not have forgiven. What do you say to those people?
I would say that you have forgiven them, but the process of working through.
Oh, okay.
Now we move into the step, okay, I've made the choice. I've forgiven. I've looked at some things that I'm going to need, which is the process of working through. The anger is normal.
Sure.
Now you're starting to count the cost. Now you're feeling the effects of your choice to forgive. Anger is normal. Frustration is normal. But now I'm going to choose to process that.
Okay.
It's the reminder, I've forgiven them. Now I need to work through this in order to keep our relationship.
Well, that's great. Here we are embroiled or embedded in the steps of forgiveness. And what we see so much is that it is such an intense process. It's achievable by all of us. It's not unmanageable, but it is a process. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.